Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Got our good friend Tim Irwin here, too. Tim is a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's been such a great resource for us over the years, and especially in the area of understanding the power and the importance of leadership. And not just your leadership, but the leadership of the people around you. It's the key to success, folks. Tim, as you know, folks, is a great voice for leadership. He does a lot of speaking, a lot of writing. He's the author of at least three books that I know of that are outstanding: Run with the Bulls, Derailed, and then I think the new one's called Impact. Is that right, Tim?
That's it.
All right.
Got a new one coming out hopefully at the end of the year.
All right. Hey, Tim, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Great to see you, Jim. Great to be with you.
So, leadership, I know one thing, you and I talked off the air about something to begin our conversation with today. President Trump was asked by some folks who were interviewing him what kind of a grade he would give himself in, I guess, maybe not just the first month, but since he became elected, and he gave himself an A for, maybe an A-plus for effort. I don't think anybody would ever question his energy and his commitment to what he's doing, whether you agree with his politics or not. He gave himself an A for, I forgot something else, but they asked him about, he said, but I gave myself a C, maybe a C-plus, for the way we communicated what we were doing. What'd you think about that, Tim?
Well, I thought, number one, it was good to be self-aware, and it was good that he was transparent about that.
Did you see his face? I saw his face when he said it. I saw a more sober president than we saw as a candidate. That was a more sobered individual when I saw him say that.
Exactly. I think he's realizing the enormity of his job, and I think most people would agree that he's really jumped in with both feet and made tremendous strides in terms of his agenda.
Yep.
But I also thought it was very honest for him to acknowledge that we're going through some fairly major upheaval, and to say he hadn't communicated it well. And, you know, I think the relevance of this to us, Jim, is that all of us who run small businesses have to lead change. You were talking about leadership, but one of the things we have to be effective at, and the change could be simple or complex. In other words, we could be opening a new facility, or we could be adding some people or creating a new product. I mean, just any number of changes that we might bring about, we have to communicate well. We have to let those people around us understand. And I think there's some fairly straightforward steps, and we may want to coach President Trump a little bit this morning. he may be listening.
Yeah. He does. I know he listens to the show. Yeah, I hear from him all the time. I have a separate tweet channel with him, but let's do that. And one of the things I thought about when he said that was something that President Obama said as well. Though that sounded a little bit like President Obama, and President Obama would say it about a failed policy that, well, people just didn't understand, like Obamacare, for example. In the early days, when everybody's premiums were doubling, he said, well, maybe people just don't understand. Well, I think people understood that pretty well. So President Trump can get away with the communication thing for a little while, but eventually he's not going to be able to use that as an excuse, is he?
Exactly. And I think people cut us some slack, as leaders. I mean, they want us to succeed. I mean, I think most people in the country, not all, but most, want him to be successful in bringing our country back to its former greatness. But the fact is, he's got to get this right, and things are moving so quickly, I don't think he has a long time to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is he's laser-focused on this problem.
Well, and one of the things that happens that he's finding out, and I think small business owners find out. And this is very much like them. Those two jobs are very much like in this way. There are things that get in the way of your ability to communicate. President Trump has world events, 535 irascible, pugnacious members of Congress, and a media that doesn't like him. So that's getting in the way of his communication. If you're a small business owner, the marketplace is getting in the way, isn't it?
There are always barriers to being an effective communicator, but I don't think it in any way minimizes our responsibility to push through that. I like to think there are three things that we need to do. In other words, if you're leading change, and all of your listeners who have businesses of any type lead change, they may not recognize that, but anytime you do something different, change is required. And so I like to recommend we do three things.
All right, go ahead.
I think the first thing is clear direction. In other words, where are we going? In other words, it's very important for people to understand what we're trying to do. What's the clear direction? I think in some of the president's communications, it's not always been exactly clear. The immigration process, for example, it wasn't clear exactly what we were trying to do.
They learned a big lesson there. I think that was probably where he took the biggest hit on.
It was a wake-up call.
Yeah, yeah. And he found out that being the CEO of a company where people are not going to push back on you is different from being the CEO of the country.
Exactly. And so you've got this much larger, complex system of people with all kinds of agendas. And he's got a lot of people who really don't like him in this job, are fundamentally opposed to his values and his direction. And so it behooves him to make sure that for his constituents and the people that supported him, that number one, he's very clear on direction.
You know, when I had my consulting company, I could go and talk to the CEO, the owner, the founder, and we could talk about a new direction for the company that he wanted me to help, or she wanted me to help roll out. And the two of us would have great conversations, and we'd be completely on the same page. But then he'd say, okay, now take this to my people.
Yeah.
And that's a different conversation, isn't it?
It's a totally different conversation. And that's why I think the second step is so important. First, you got to say where we're going. What's the destination?
Mm-hmm.
What's the mission? What are we trying to do? But then you've got to explain the plan. In other words, mm-hmm. how are we going to get there?
Hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come back after the break and get into all three of these steps, the direction, the plan, and the trust, and that's a huge part of it. But remember what Tim said. It's not about managing change. It's not about accepting change. It's not even about identifying change. It's not enough to do those things if you don't lead change. If you're not leading change, you'll be run over, and you'll become extinct. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.